One in three Australian teachers are unhappy at work, and only 42% of them want to remain in the profession. These are the major findings of the Monash University report about teacher perception in Australia. And we have Dr. Amanda Heffernan on the phone, lead author of the report, to talk us through her findings. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So one in three Australian teachers are not satisfied with their jobs. Why is there such a level of dissatisfaction among teachers?
There's a couple of really key things that we're finding coming through. One is some really worrying data around teacher workload and what that's doing subsequently for people's health and well-being and kind of their ability to have a life outside of school. And then the other side of things that we're seeing is that there's a sense of kind of a lack of appreciation of the work that's happening in schools at the moment. So they sort of seem to be the two key things that are causing the issues.
And one of the major complaints that you found in the study was heavy workloads that teachers manage. Why are teachers feeling so overwhelmed by heavy workloads?
I think we know that Australia's teachers work some of the longest hours in the world, and I think that that's really translating into teachers having to do an enormous amount of additional work alongside the work that they do face-to-face with students in the classroom. So it's all adding up and really causing them some overwork.
And has this been a shift over time?
We think that there has been an increase. We're not saying that it used to be an easy job, because that's definitely not the case, but we are seeing, you know, schools are taking on a lot of pastoral care work for students. Schools are doing a lot of extra work that maybe was once done within communities or in other ways that now teachers are sort of the front line for.
And your report also found that teachers were feeling unsafe at work and were mentioning things like violence and even physical assault. Do we know how many of the teachers that this affects?
It was a small number of people that were talking about those issues. We were really concerned when we started the research. There was some reports around that at the time, so we wanted to include that so people could share. But we were surprised at some of the stories that were shared, but at the same time we were really glad that the vast majority of teachers did feel safe in their schools.
And part of this research also looked at the public perception towards teachers. What have been the findings around that?
Yeah, well, that's where it gets really interesting. So as I mentioned before, teachers kind of feel like they're unappreciated or underappreciated perhaps, but at the same time we found that 93% of the public that was surveyed felt that teachers were trusted to do a good job in the classroom, and a similarly high percentage of people felt that teachers are respected. So we think there's a little bit of work to be done in translating that into the way we talk about schools and talk about teachers and celebrate the really great things that are happening.
We're speaking with Dr. Amanda Heffernan about her report on perception of teachers in Australia. And this report is obviously very significant. You found out so much. What made you want to do it?
We are, so all of us who were involved in the research are teachers or were teachers or school leaders. And we had seen a lot of concerns around issues of attracting people to the profession and also keeping them within the profession. So we wanted to understand kind of what were the experiences of today's teachers, what was happening, and what might be causing them to either stay or leave. So we think we've got some pretty big ideas around those ideas now. And so the work now is to start to translate that into how we actually can support teachers better.
And some of those ideas, I imagine, could be implemented through policy. How could we urge government to consider teachers' feedback into future policies?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had interest from a lot of government departments, which is really fantastic. I think the biggest thing that we can be doing is really talking about the positives of what's happening in schools and really having that understanding of the impact of that kind of public conversation about schools. So, yeah, that's the biggest thing that anyone can actually have make a real difference with.
And this, you know, this new story and this report might turn some people away, perhaps any young people listening thinking of being a teacher. But would you, or not even young people, anyone thinking of being a teacher,
yep.
Would you personally recommend anyone to be a teacher?
Yeah, we would. And this is the really tricky thing about this research, is that even though the teachers are talking about the impacts on their well-being, something like nearly 60% of those people are still satisfied with their job. So we know people go into teaching to make a difference. And when they're able to do that, it's great. And it's, you know, it's exactly what they want to be able to do. So our intent is to really be able to let them do that more without all of the other stuff that's going on. So that's where our focus is. But absolutely, it's the best job. You get to really, you know, do fantastic work with young people.
Well, Dr. Amanda, thank you so much for your time this morning and your insight.
Thanks very much for having me.
Dr. Amanda Heffernan, speaking about her report from coming out of Monash University on the perspective of teachers in Australia.